change. You know, I feel so dirty when they start talking cute. I wanna tell her that I love her, but the point is probably moot. Cause she's watching him with those eyes.
Alright, it is 8:12 in the morning on this Wednesday edition of Palmetto Mornings. 45 degrees on WRHI FM 100.1. Your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
We'd love to welcome in our listeners on AM 1340 and those listening on the free WRHI app.
We also want to say good morning to those watching us on Comporium Cable Channel 103, as well as those on Facebook Live.
Once a month, we get an update about what's going on in the town of Fort Mill. Jacana Hester is with events and festivals. And good morning to you, Jacana.
Good morning.
So I was trying to
scroll down. You're the events coordinator. The fun coordinator. Maybe that's what
that's
your job
right.
should
yeah,
be.
That's my job, right?
Oh, my goodness. Hey, you wrapped up another successful Veterans Day celebration there.
Yes.
That is a great celebration. I've been to it before in the past, and you have it right there in the cemetery behind Unity.
Well, we do at the Veterans Memorial on White Street, but we do our Memorial Day.
That's what it is.
Cemetery. Yes.
Well, that one's good, too.
Yes. It was an incredible day. It was a little rainy, but we still had a great crowd, and it was just a great honoring event for our veterans.
We love when our cities do that, and again, we often say thank you. It does not seem like it's enough, so when you go to these events, it's another way to say thank you face-to-face with
yes,
our veterans and to show your support and respect for them. So kudos again to the town of Fort Mill for producing another great event. Well, we are still celebrating your 150th anniversary
yes.
in the town of Fort Mill. So what's going on with this outreach project?
Yeah, so we still are doing a few little things. So we wanted to honor the town's anniversary by doing an outreach project this year. So we chose the Fort Mill Care Center, and we're going to be collecting items for them through the end of the month. All you have to do is bring them by the Fort Mill Town Hall Monday through Friday, 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. The Fort Mill Care Center is still doing their Thanksgiving meal drive right now, so we want people to focus on that as well. But this is just much needed items that they need this time of year that they run out of.
What are some of those items that people can donate?
Well, we have shampoo, deodorant, lotion, body wash, wipes, toilet paper, dish soap, disinfecting wipes, all-purpose cleaner, and paper towels.
Okay.
So just drop them by town hall.
Well, you can celebrate Fort Mill's 150th anniversary and birthday by paying it forward to a nonprofit that does fantastic work in the Fort Mill community.
That's right.
Yes.
And then once Thanksgiving is over, we'll be moving right on into the Christmas season. So we know we have the Fort Mill Christmas Village and lighting of the tree.
Yes, that is coming up very quickly on Thursday, November the 30th. It's going to be 5 to 8 p.m. at the Fort Mill Amphitheater at Walter Elijah Park at 345 North White Street. You'll be able to enjoy food and drinks, shopping with our vendors. We have trackless trains and kids' activities. And then we have on our amphitheater stage the entire night, we have our local schools and dance groups for that. And we do our tree lighting ceremony at 6 p.m. And also Santa will be arriving during that time. And then we have, of course, Lucas McFadden. He will be our MC for the evening. So we're excited about that.
He loves that.
I do love that because I get to stand beside the mayor and all the city officials when they officially light the tree. And it's so much
fun. And maybe
fun.
Santa.
It's magical.
That's
and
right.
just
really
all the
is.
Families and children. It's so exciting.
Please come on out, especially to see the school groups perform. That's some of my favorite time.
Yes. And we have all six of our local elementary schools
yes.
performing during that, and as well as some dance companies that we'll be doing. And it's awesome.
Listen, you right. move those kids off and on that stage like that, and the teachers get them lined up and ready to go, and it gives parents a chance to see them in action and take pictures, and it's just a lot of fun.
Yes,
really is a
so
great opportunity.
It's so fun to see all those parents' faces.
Yes.
That's right.
Watching those kids.
So again, that's Thursday, November the 30th from 5 to 8. That's the Fort Mill Christmas Village and lighting of the tree at the Fort Mill Amphitheater.
Yes.
Okay, then we're going to have the Christmas parade on December the 2nd.
Yes. That's right.
Our 76th year. So exciting. And this year's Grand Marshal is Miss Trudy Bolin Hemsoff. She was a former Fort Mill Town Council member, and she has been a part of so many York County organizations through the years. Just really a service-minded individual, and we wanted to honor her this year as the Grand Marshal. So she will be leading our parade, and we're doing our same route this year. It will be on Tom Hall all the way down Main and then up North White, and it will end at Walter Elijah Park. But that will be Saturday, December the 2nd at 11 a.m. And then we also do our filming for Comporium Channel 705 in front of the fire station, and of course our MCs for the day are David Ward, a local historian, and then Ashley Lang will be emceeing that.
David and I are longtime friends, and we've always talked about being able to do it together, so it's going to be fun. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, you got some great MCs over the next couple of days.
We do. I mean, we're so grateful.
Well, we appreciate the opportunity. Yes, but we love the town of Fort Mill. We love what you all do, and to be part of it is so much fun. And that parade route is just the perfect length.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Not too long, not too short. There's a great seat throughout the whole route. It's one of our favorites. So
yes. Yeah.
Kudos to not changing it around. And if it's not broke, don't fix it.
That's right. That's right. And we'll be judging for some of our entries. And our judges this year, we have the Fort Mill School District Support Staff Person of the Year, which is Cynthia Ormseth. And then the Teacher of the Year is Lindsay Weaver. And we have our South Carolina Strawberry Festival Pageant Director, Danielle Lennon. They are going to be our judges for the parade.
They'll do great.
Yeah, they're all three great ladies there.
That's a tough job. I've had that job before, and that is a tough job. I'm glad I don't have to do that job this year.
That's right.
We'll give that to someone else.
Yeah. We gave you something easier this year.
Yes, I can just talk about all the good things about all of them.
Talking she can do.
Yes.
Perfectly.
I can do that.
Oh, man. And then we're going to wrap up with the Fort Mill Christmas Cookie Crawl. Now, we've done this before in the past, haven't we?
Yes.
Okay.
So we're bringing it back this year, and registration actually starts at 9 a.m. this morning. So.
Oh, good.
It's a very loved event by our community. But the crawl will actually be on Saturday, December the 9th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. There's 9 local businesses that families will be traveling through on that day. The town, we give them a 10, and then they go to each stop and actually pick up a beautifully decorated Christmas cookie. And then all the businesses, they usually have like fun activities for families to do along the way. But registration for that is at 9 a.m. this morning. You have to go to fortmillsc.gov to complete the registration. But as soon as we are full, because it's limited, you'll be put on a wait list and then contacted, you know, if a space opens up.
So
that's great.
Residents and families, those are the ones that are registering, correct? Businesses have already been selected.
Right, exactly.
Okay. So if you want to be part of the cookie crawl, and how many roughly do you guys hold, or you try to keep that?
We keep that a little confident.
Yes, okay. That's all right.
Get on at 9.
That's what it is.
Get on at 9.
Registering for Camp Cherokee. You just get ready.
Yeah.
Get ready and get in there.
That's right.
I know this is a huge event, so I'm glad that it continues to come back. It's called the Fort Mill Christmas Cookie Crawl. It's going to take place on Saturday, December the 9th from 10 to 2, but registration begins in about 30 minutes from now at 9 o'clock in the morning. Check out fortmillsc.gov. There's a limited space. Go ahead and sign up now, and you'll be a better person for it.
That's right.
Jacana, it's always great to catch up with you, and we can't wait to spend our Christmas season with the town of Fort Mill the next couple of days.
Yeah, we're excited to have
you. We are too.